7 and 8. Flee Satan's whispers that come to your mind. Run to God, and He will draw near to you. When whispers of despair come into your mind against what God has said, remember James 4, 7 and 8. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
When the whispers of fear and doubt invade my head, I shall read God's scriptures and quote what He said. He gave to all who honor, obey, love Him, the Spirit of courage and no fear within. God's promise, 2 Timothy 1, 7, no fear. God's promise to give us a sound mind and power. Ignore the whispers against what God has said. Run to God for strength and truth. Listen to God's words in His scriptures instead. Run to God, James 4, 8, God saves.
When whispers of fear and doubt come into your mind against what God has said, go to 2 Timothy 1, 7, 9, and 10. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 41, 10, fear not, for lo, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you.
When whispers of uselessness bombard my head, I'll pull out God's sword, Bible, weapon He gave. Ephesians 6 describes God's gift of weapons. His sword says He made us each unique for His plan. God's purpose, Jeremiah 29, 11, God plans. God's purpose, Jeremiah 29, plans for good. Ignore the whispers against what God has said. Run to God for strength and truth. Listen to God's words in His scriptures instead. Run to God, James 4, 8, God saves.
When whispers of feeling useless come into your mind against what God has said, remember what Jesus said in Matthew 10, 28-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Jeremiah 29, 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
When whispers of loneliness attack my heart, I'll quote words from Jesus, we're never apart. I am with you always, He said, Matthew 28. I'm never alone, for He never leaves His friends. God's promise, Deuteronomy 31, twice
of loneliness come into your mind against what God has said. Remember Hebrews 13, 5. God Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Quoting what He already said in Deuteronomy 31, 8. And what Jesus said in Matthew 28, 20. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
to God for strength and truth. Listen to God's words in His scriptures instead. Run to God in James 4:8. God saves us.
When whispers of pridefulness come into your mind against what God has said, remember Psalm 10:4 and 6. The wicked are too proud to seek God. They seem to think that God is dead. They think nothing bad will ever happen to us. We will be free of trouble forever. 1 John 2:13. Do not be proud with your achievements and your possessions. They are not from the Father God, but they're from the world.
When whispers of greed tell me that I deserve all of that I want, then I'll fight thoughts that tempt me to doubt all God's love and how He meets all needs. God tells us to seek Him first, and He'll give needs blessings. God's promise, Matthew 6:33, when we pray, God will give us what we need. Ignore the whispers against what God has said. Run to God for strength and truth. Listen to God's words in His scriptures instead. Run to God in James 4:8. God saves us.
When whispers of temptations to greed or gluttony or selfishness or materialism, etc., come to mind, remember what God said in 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. And the way out is the scriptures that He provides to us. James 4:7 and 8. Run from Satan and his whispers. Run to God, and He will run to you.